You're listening to WTHB 1550 AM Augusta, a Perry Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who's kind of curious as to how the holiday went for you, those of you particularly who were off. How did you spend it? A little bit of time spent in reflection, a little bit of the day spent maybe actually talking with friends, co-workers about the work that Dr. King did and where we are today. Are you very encouraged by what is going on today? Are you discouraged by what's going on today? Are you just simply concerned but yet hopeful? Well, I hope that we continue the vigil of working to bring about life for Americans that is good for all Americans. Every socio-ethnic group, every socio-economic group. Challenges are there, but it's definitely worth pushing for. Well, we're going to be talking about something that can help us with that, and that is being well-educated. And in a few minutes, we'll have Dr. Frank Robinson joining us. A lot of you know Dr. Robinson from his years in the Augusta, Georgia area, but specifically in Augusta-Richmond County as superintendent of schools there. He's doing something else still in the field of education, and he's going to bring us up to speed as to what he's doing and share with us some ideas about education and ways that we can go about the business of at least looking at options when it comes to helping to build people so that they can in turn get to a point where they are able to take the steps necessary to live a good quality of life for themselves, but also help family members and maybe even people outside of family live good quality of life. So he'll be joining us any minute now. Let's take a look at something else that has to do with the education of our children, and that has to do with the child tax credit. I had begun sharing this with you a short while back. We didn't get very far with it, but we did cover some ground. It's coming from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, nonpartisan organization. And again, for the purposes of our discussion, I just refer to, in short, as the Center. And they were talking about the current tax overhaul just before it became actual law, and talking about the impact that it will have on the child tax credit, and of course how that will impact our children for some years to come. And when we say for years to come, it could have an impact for generations, literally. Very often that's what a lot of these laws are intended to do, impact Americans for generations. And so we'll be taking a look at that. We'll take a look specifically at how it impacted the CTC for the child tax credit, CTC, for moderate income families. Going to take a look at a $1,400 limit in the law, the tax overhaul, and what that means to many, many families and more. So be on the listen out. We'll be talking about the tax overhaul and how it's impacting education and more. But for now, let's hear from our guest. I mentioned to you that Dr. Frank Robinson would be with us, and he would be talking about his latest venture in education. And I tell you what, it is so good to see him again. Dr. Robinson, it is indeed good to see you again. Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr.
Thank you very much. It is indeed to see you as well.
And I tell you what, it was so interesting that we literally just ran into each other.
Exactly.
Latter part of last year, I had been wondering how you were doing and just wondering what you were doing, where you were and all of that. If you would, for the benefit of the people who are saying, yeah, I heard you say that he was overseeing the Augusta-Richmond County School Board, but still, what exactly was he doing? I know the name sounds familiar. Share with us your background, what you were doing just before you came to Augusta-Richmond County, what brought you here, and your time at the school board?
Actually, I was in Aiken County for nearly 30 years. And from Aiken County as associate superintendent for instructional services, and went to Edgefield County as superintendent, and then from Edgefield County to Marlboro County, South Carolina, as superintendent, and from Marlboro County to Richmond County Schools as superintendent.
So you had been in the Board of Education for years and in leadership in the Board of Education for quite some time.
Yes.
What drew you to education in general, educational leadership in particular?
I had dynamic teachers, very, very powerful, inspiring teachers. And I wanted to be just like them. And education was a natural thing for me. And as I had quite success teaching, my principal encouraged me to look at administration. I resisted initially because I felt like my calling was in the classroom working daily with children. He persuaded me that I would have the benefit of spreading effectiveness in a leadership capacity more so than I would be able to spread that as a teacher or as a colleague. So I took him at his word and went into administration and have not regretted one minute of it.
So he helped you see the vision that in the classroom you were affecting whatever number of people you would see come through each classroom on a given day, in a given week, throughout a given school year.
Right.
Whereas, in contrast, as a principal, you could impact a number of other teachers and other faculty who could then impact and spread, multiply your impact.
That's exactly right. The effect would be seminal, in effect. You would be able to plant seeds of influence in multiple arenas at the same time.
So what did you see? I mean, because on the one hand, if you're a principal, you're able to impact a number of teachers within a given school. As superintendent, you're able to impact a number of principals in all of the schools who may be having an impact on a number of teachers within each of their given schools. And this is, I can see how this has, like I said, a seminal effect.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what have you found? It's been 30 years plus now?
Approaching 35 years.
Approaching 35 years. So what have you found to be some of the greater challenges in achieving that goal of having that impact on many, many, many thousands upon thousands of students? What have you found to be some of the most fulfilling aspects of that, of fulfilling that mission?
Probably the greatest challenge, and then the fulfillment that you mentioned, the greatest challenge is to encourage those that are working with you to latch on to your vision, and not simply just to latch on to it, but to own it and move it throughout the system in a systemic way. That's the greatest challenge, but quite rewarding when it occurs. Just to give an example, I met with staff in small groups last Friday. My assistant carved out the entire day for me to meet with those small groups of teachers so that I can hand to them my notion for where I think HCA needs to go. So that they could push back if they were not able to see HCA moving in that direction. So I gave them the license to push back real hard if I laid something out that that was contrary to what they believed or what they thought they had the capacity to do, and where they thought they were lacking in capacity to do it.
Okay. Wow. I like that. So either way, they're able, they're free to take some ownership in the final vision.
That's exactly right. They have to own that vision, and it cannot be forced upon them. They have to want to own that vision. So it has to be presented in such a way that they see that, and that they're not threatened.
So as part of the game plan, then, once you put out the vision, laid out the details of it, giving them time to analyze it, digest it, come back with their feedback, to then analyze their feedback and determine what adjustments may be needed for the original vision before moving forward.
That's exactly right. And then you put the implementation pieces in place. Once you get all of what you need to get from staff, you design a plan to move everybody in the same direction in as expeditious a manner as possible. Because this notion of effectively educating children is an urgent notion.
Yeah, so many people are agreed, regardless of political persuasion, regardless of ethnicity, you name it. People say education is one of the tools that people can use to get out of something that they may not want to be in when it comes to living style, to be able to live a good quality of life when they're at a point where they're the ones primarily responsible for how they're living.
Hey, that's exactly right. And it can be traced, this notion of education and grasping the need to educate individuals. It can be traced all the way back to the time when our people were enslaved, and getting an education was a very important instrument of providing leverage for freedom. So we noticed in our research that slaves were letter carriers. Letter carriers meaning not what you normally see today in the postal service carrying letters, but actually carrying the A in the form of the A, the B, carrying those letters during the night to neighboring plantations.
Interesting.
And writing and sketching the letters in the sand, so that it could be easily erased, so that the master or the overseer could not see that letters were being transferred from plantation to the other. All of a sudden, you had a number of slaves knowing their letters enough to be able to read, and it was perplexing because they had not received any formal schooling. They had picked these letters up, and how the letters speak from their former brothers and sisters in slavery. I mean brothers and sisters in slavery. So that whole notion of reading and learning how to read was done in secrecy, so that it could not be stopped. An amazing process.
And it is obvious when you talk about this learning process taking place within a given plantation, but also being transported to other plantations. It sounds like commitment was something that they really valued.
Oh yes, first nature commitment to their brothers and sisters who were enslaved.
Our guest is Dr. Frank Robinson. We'll be telling you when we come back where he is right now with regards to his own profession. You heard him mention HCA. We're going to hear some more about the history, the role that education has played in the lives of so many for so long, hoping that we'll begin to value it much more than we already do. We'll be right back.